Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, you can't sit with us. We pop big bottles, you can't sit with us. Whole team full of models, you can't sit with us. That's the gas, full throttle, time to run it up. Run it up, you can't sit with us. We pop big bottles, you can't sit with us. Whole team full of models, you can't sit with us. Next to gas, full throttle, you can't sit with us. I don't resonate with you. Keep your distance, don't stand too close. I'ma let the vibes hit you. You keep your games, we ain't playing none. Big bottles, you can't sit with us. I stay down, then I leveled up. Vampires want my energy. Save yourself before you sit with me. My niggas gon' call shots. Steady moving on big blocks. Master gas, we gon' run it up. Got no point to talk a lot. Lifestyle living lavish. I ain't never been average. You can't sit with us. We pop big bottles. You can't sit with us. Whole team full of models. You can't sit with us. Master gas, full throttle. Time to run it up. You can't sit with us. We pop big bottles, you can't sit with us. Whole team full of models, you can't sit with us. Master gas, full throttle, you can't sit with us. Know my worth, so I'm anti. Can't sit with us, cause we too blind. And you the type to play both sides. And I'm the type to sit courtside. I carry the light, ooh. Diamonds worth your life, ooh. Taking flight, I'm out of cycle. It's members only. It ain't about the money. You can't sit with us. You can't sit with us. We pop big bottles. You can't sit with us. Whole team full of models. You can't sit with us. Master gas, full throttle. Time to run it up. You can't sit with us. We pop big bottles. You can't sit with us. Whole team full of models. You can't sit with us. Master gas, full throttle. You can't sit with us.
Sorry about that. We got a double play that's going. That's Miss Shay Love, and I'm about to tap back in with her other track.
Made you angry, boy, just know that it gets better with time. They say time heals. He can't see his life without me, he's so blind still. Fuck them bitches, you can tell them that you're mine still. And he don't wanna go to sleep, he's angry. Lately he's been noticing she ain't.
Boy, you taught me ugly lessons. Pity I've been giving more than I've been getting. But that pity didn't come with nothing, now I regret it. Ashamed to tell my girls how much I do for you. Cause they know that you never do the same for me. When looking for your secrets then they came to me. Found out that you've been lying by who you claim to be. You took me to the club, then you hugged on a girl I used to know. And I peeped some type of hug. I do the same thing with the men I used to fuck. I know they be with their girls and they not gon' bring it up. These days I'm down, down to do better. Cause I know I did enough. Time heals. He can't see his life without me. He's so blind still.
Look, so if you think less of me just because I ain't wind up winning the show, what do you really think of the nigga that's running the show? Four seasons later, tell me where did the winners go? We put him back on, he wasn't popping the year before. Leeching off my name, what a shame, that's a bitter blow. Before Fife died, he told me not to fuck with you though. I told him that I got it locked up like a figure four. I always kept it business, but now nigga is personal. You walked in the Epic and told LA you signed me, just so nobody else can get me, little nigga you grimy. When shit popped off, you was the same nigga behind me. I been had the jacket. That's why you Mario whining. Don't get me started on that little girl from B-more. Got cocky after a year, you need to see more. You rap fast, but that don't mean you finna blow like C4. Your attitude is fucked up, the world couldn't agree more. And homie with the bun and sideburns just can't rap. And I'm supposed to be mad that I ain't get the contract? I was with Khaled soaking up the game in back of the back. So I got time to let loose, it ain't no time to relax. The only time to react is to double up on the plaque. We're trying to go triple platinum and put the gang on the map. He only good with kid artists and that is a fact. Why do you think all of the artists left and never came back? As far as anybody else, who really fucking with me? I was 11 in Atlanta politicking with Diddy. Got dropped and came back, still ran up a couple milli. Did it on my own even when niggas said they fucking with me. On this track by myself, nobody running with me. Make me go and get my belt, I'm Thelma, you Penny. Laughing at the jokes on the internet, none of it offend me. Give niggas 100, watch they beg you for the other 50. Still getting jiggy, Big Willie when the deposit hit. Never call my bluff, that's regardless of all the cards I get. Damn shame, you don't own a damn thing, but run your mouth. Own land, own my own brand, so what you talking about? What you trying to ask about? Shoot it, get the spazzing out. Once you win it, nigga, you win it. It ain't no backing out. 40K inside the check it, 100K in that account. I ain't got a hit neither, they like, what is that about? Yeah, holla at me when you got some placements. You looking like Pookie and I'm the Ronald Reagan. I ain't wanna have to do it, I'm focused on greatness. They say the throne is for the taking, watch how I'ma take it. Bossa Nova, Casanova, Warriors and Four. Holla at me when you actually sell out a tour. I better yet, when you feel your rhymes, is that official? Considering your ex-girlfriend is better than you.
You there?
Yep, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you just fine. Now, go ahead, let everybody know who you is and, you know, introduce yourself.
Right, right. Hey, what's going on, everybody? My name is Kovon Baldwin. I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And, yeah, I mean, I'm glad to be on here, and thank you for having me and being part of your show. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it too, you know, because this is what it is about networking, about connecting dots, and someone did it with me, so, I mean, you guys got to keep going like a chain, you know, we just keep adding links onto it. That's what networking is. So we got a couple of callers on the line. It's not our other interview that's coming in yet, so what we're going to do is normally what I do, I try to give as many artists play. You're the next artist that's up that's about to get played. So why don't you give us a little intel on your song that we got in, you know, what gave you the creative idea behind this track?
Okay. All right. Wow. I didn't know I was up next. But so this song is called Want Me. So pretty much the message behind this is like wanting someone to want you because, like, so, like, you want to be with them, but they're not necessarily, like, wanting you the way you want them to want you. So that's pretty much, you know, what this song is about. So it's not even actually officially released yet, so this is actually the first time the public is actually hearing the full song, but it's not going to be released for another couple of months, and it's going to have a video with it too. So
okay, yep, when that happens, you know, we'll get it, you know, we'll get you you're the host now for the season, so you're gonna be sitting here with me, so as you progress with your projects and stuff like that, you know, we'll get everything on there. get it promoted worldwide, get it pushed over there to the other countries and with some of my fans and stuff like that as well. And we're about to just hop into this track so the world can hear it. It's exclusive. Y'all know how we do it on Thursday Night Live. We will have a lot of music that nobody else in the world will have first. You know, that's what happens here. So let's go.
When I wake up in the morning, I want you to wake up. I'm so tired of fighting. With you I wanna make up. You always look good to me in the morning with no makeup.
Feeling like the city is fine, I got mad choice. And I ain't trying to be caught up, I fell in love like a sucker and I still messed up. It's like your best ain't never good enough for a chick. Then I was driving through the city all alone again. It be the women throwing rocks, that be the first to sin. And now she's self-independent cause she can't keep a man. It be the chickens throwing jazz.
Oh, you talking
to stats? They all in my bed, you need to put your kids in the bath. There's always one chick passing all the rumors back. I'm calling baby girl but she won't even answer the jack. She texted me back and told me go and roll with my men. I wasted the time, she told me she's alone again. I'm born to sin, but even when I try to do right, I always find a way to put someone out my life.
That was Lady Lex, y'all. She on the line with us, too. I don't know if she want to chime in and talk or not, but she knows she can always press the one. If you're on the line, you know I'm supposed to be talking to you. I got your music. You're supposed to be introducing your song. You have an interview or anything like that. Please press one right now so it'll put you in the host queue. Other than that, if y'all don't know what I do here, I get as many artists played at the same time on all seven continents at the same one time. So we're about to take a trip to the motherland since didn't nobody push one and chime in with the Vibes King and go from there, you know? Hope y'all ready. And if you ain't, it's okay. I'm going to play it anyway. Y'all know how we do. So I'm getting it chimed up. But, yeah, we going to take a trip to the motherland. Because we want to go home. Oh, okay. I got my bro online. We good. We about to tap in right now with King 300. I'm going to let my co-host chop it up with him. So I'm going to tap you in, King 300. I'm going to tap you in, Kovan. And I'm going to let y'all chop it up. And then when y'all done chopping it up, we're going to play Mental Problems. Y'all going to find out. This track is hot. Let's go, bro.
Yo, yo, what's happening, what's happening?
What's
hey,
good?
What's
y'all
going
there?
On? What's going... Yep, yep, can you hear me?
Yep,
yeah,
go ahead.
You. What's happening with
okay, okay. Hey, how's it going with you, man?
It's going wonderful, man. How are you?
Doing all right, doing all right. Thanks for asking. Bro. Welcome to the show.
Oh, man, I appreciate you for having me.
Yeah, yeah, so just a couple of questions. So, you know, as far as your artistry, so like what inspired you to be an artist?
Well, I always grew up in a musical family, you know what I'm saying, church and stuff like that, and playing drums and stuff like that. I always had a voice, so I always just, my dream was just to be a singer, so I always, you know, I always knew I'd do music.
Nice, nice. That's awesome, man. So tell us a little bit, you know, about the joint we about to play.
Oh, man. New joint is a hit, man. I'm from South Carolina, the Carolinas. No one hit in the Carolinas right now called Mental Problems. Just basically, you know what I'm saying, describing my pain and everything I've been through in the song, basically.
Nice. Yeah, I like that title, Deep Mental Problems. What so like what inspired you to title it Mental Problems?
Well, because you know, people be making light of people's situations, and I think it's everybody have a lot going on, even though some people don't talk about it. I believe everybody has some kind of problems. So, you know, I just try to put it in a song, make it easier, maybe, you know, inspire somebody to talk to somebody or actually, you know, try to get some help or go about it the right way.
Right. Man, that's awesome. Well, I'm definitely looking forward to hearing it. I believe we're about to drop it right now, right?
Yes, sir.
Definitely.
Let's do
go
it.
Ahead. Introduce
okay.
it. You ready?
Yeah. Let's get it.
I don't know if I'll see tomorrow. All the pain I've been keeping bottled up inside of me. Yeah, I got some mental problems. Daddy used to just be my mama. Now I need to go see the doctor to help me. Yeah, I gotta get help, and I ain't gonna lie to myself. I've been really thinking about death. I gotta get help me. I gotta get help, and I ain't gonna lie to myself. I've been really thinking about death. I gotta get help, me. I've been saying it's all good. I don't let no one know what I'm going through. Better let someone know what you're going through, because you never know what you're gonna do. I thought about killing my brother. I'm insane in the brain. I'm struggling. Try to keep it together and pull it, but I feel like everything is smothering me. I gotta get help. I ran out of oxygen. Somebody go get me a doctor. I need me somebody to talk to, cause this is becoming a problem. Yeah. Wanna cry. Yeah, wanna scream out loud. I got some mental problems. I don't know if I see tomorrow. All this pain I've been keeping bottled up inside of me. Yeah, I got some mental problems. Daddy used to just be my mama. Now I need to go see a doctor to help me. Yeah, I gotta get help, and I ain't gonna lie to myself. I've been really thinking about death. I gotta get help, help me. Myself. I've been really thinking about death. I gotta get help me. I got some mental problems. I don't know if I see tomorrow. All this pain I've been keeping bottled up inside of me. Yeah, I got some mental problems. Daddy used to just be my mama. Now I need to go see a doctor to help me. Yeah, I gotta get help, and I ain't gonna lie to myself. I've been really thinking about death. I gotta get help. I gotta get help, and I ain't gonna lie to myself. I've been really talking about this. I gotta get help, 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 help me. Help me. Oh, yeah. Help me. Help me. Oh, yeah. Help me. Oh.
Okay, I was going to go right to Row Your Boat, but we got Lady Lex on the line, so we're about to tap in with her real quick and go from there. What's good, sis?
Yeah, I'm hearing a lot of good stuff tonight. That's all I got to say. I just want to say that, you know, I feel like I got a little competition. The last gentleman that I just heard, you are gifted, you are talented. You got New York ready to come to wherever you at. Let's go. I like what
that's,
I heard.
That's King 300.
You said King 300?
Yeah, remember we had him on here at the end of last season that had that song, I Am King?
Yes, sir. Yes,
I knew you
yes,
was gonna
yes.
like it. That's why I was like, yep.
Yes, he reminds me of one of the sisters that we got up here to be dropping her music. But that's another, you know, that's another, the whole totally different topic. But yeah, he really got something nice there. I like that joint. It's very catchy, and I'm ready to yo. The last note that he gave me, he gave it up. I was like, he definitely got it. He's nice with it. So big ups to him. I just wanted to throw that in, shout it out there. I was also following the first gentleman, and the first gentleman, very catchy as well, very on cue with it. I like the way you, the whole description, how you broke it down. That's definitely a top tonight. The fellas are doing their thing. And I'm proud of y'all, but I'm going to let y'all know. And it's coming sooner than what I thought, because everybody knows I just gave myself a break. Like, I had to really focus on Lex. And I had to say, man, listen, everybody right now, let me just do me. Let me get myself together. Let me start, you know, working and doing what I have to do to better myself. So here we are. New music is coming very, very, very soon, people. So just keep your ears open for me, and I'll be back stronger than I've ever
been. I'm waiting for you to come back home. You got me on this show with all these dudes.
Yeah. We gotta take it back. We gotta take it back to the female takeover days. We gotta take it back.
Oh yeah, we already know. You already know, sis. You already know. This is home. Whenever you're ready,
you know
already
working.
Know what it is.
You know I'm working,
yep,
but I got you. It was good to be back real quick, just to touch base with everybody. And like I said, I'll be back, and we're gonna do it big. And y'all keep doing it. And keep breathing for me right now, because when I come back out, we're going to come back and we're going to take them. We're going to take them, y'all. Female Takeover. We're going to come back with that, too. We're going to bring it up. Man, it's going to be live, and it's going to be powerful, and I'm with it. Kobe's radio, y'all. Keep up with her. Keep up with her. Just keep your ears locked, because it's a lot of hot stuff coming.
Yeah, it's no doubt with that, sis. Just because, you know, we don't know the next time we're going to get you on here. I'm going to go ahead and hit you with this other track because you missed it, and I know you're going to love it. So I'm probably going to have to, you know, talk to him and email you the whole album or something so you can be, you know, already up on it when it, you know.
Got it. All
right, so go ahead. This is King 300 with Roll My Boat, y'all.
I wanna roll, roll, roll my boat, gently die a stream. I wanna marry you, baby, and real life the sign a dream. I wanna roll, roll, roll my boat, gently die a stream. I wanna marry you, baby, and real life the sign a dream. I wanna roll, roll, roll ya, I wanna hold ya. I wanna roll, roll, roll my boat, gently die a stream. I wanna roll, roll, roll ya, I wanna hold ya. I wanna you gently. I just wanna be a part of your life, life for life, life forever. Can you let me know, let me know? Can I take it slow, take it slow? I wanna be rowing my boat, gently down your stream. Can I roll, roll, roll it, baby? Cause your water make me feel like no other. I'm not thirsty no more. Let me hold you, baby. I wanna marry you, girl, baby, you're rocking my world. She call me the water boy, I make it wet like the beach. We get on the floor because she wet in the ceiling. We going and going and going. And it's so hot right now, I'm so glad I got your water to cool me down. I wanna roll, roll, roll my boat, gently down your stream. I wanna marry you, baby, and real life this ain't a dream. I wanna roll, roll, roll my boat, gently down your stream. I wanna marry you, baby, and real life this ain't a dream. I wanna roll, roll, roll ya, I wanna hold ya. I wanna roll, roll, roll my boat, gently down your stream. I wanna
Okay, y'all, that was King 300. Y'all see how bro coming. You know what I'm saying? Definitely in the clutch. He that man, got that sound, catchy, vibing. Y'all see what it is. If you on the line and you know I'm supposed to be talking to you, or you supposed to be talking, or you supposed to be doing something, I don't know, introducing your song, your music. Y'all, don't mind me. I didn't have, like, two shots, right? I'm on shot number two. Is that two? All right. I'm about to pour up shot number three. I give it a couple of minutes, you know, because we only like a half hour in, so I can, you know, still vibe with y'all. Y'all vibe with me. I'm just keeping it organic so y'all can know it's real. I'm a real human. This is real life. And without you guys, what I do wouldn't even be possible because there'd be no reason for me to do it. I could just be sitting back on a beach right now. Hopefully it would be somewhere where it'd be daytime while it's nighttime here and sipping on a pineapple or a coconut. But yeah, we're going to keep the show going. If you're on the line, I'm supposed to be talking to you. Press the one. If you're having a difficulty pressing the one because where I am, there is a winter storm, inbox me, text me any kind of way that it is that you know how to contact me. Other than that, we're going to keep the music going until I see somebody get their hands up. Okay, I see a caller on the line, so I'm going to tap in and see who this is. 651-3319, who we got on the line and what's up?
Yeah, what's good? It's M. Bills. I've been on the line waiting for you, man. Where my shot?
It's a lot of numbers on here, so you know I got to scroll.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just sitting over here picking my nose, you know what I'm saying? Trying to see a little drink in there, too. Nah, I'm fucking with you.
What's good,
bro?
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. You know it. How you doing?
Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to the world this season 9. You are honorary host anytime you feel like it. So let everybody know how you coming.
Well,
what you
know,
got going on?
I appreciate the love. I appreciate the love. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's M. Dills, M.D., two E's, an L, and a Z. You know what I'm saying? You can check me out on Reverb Nation. I got Spotify, Apple Music, whatever you listen to, YouTube. It's under M. Dills. Man, yeah, I got some new stuff coming up, but you know, I mean, hey, well, what is there to say? You know what I'm saying? I mean, we all doing
you better go ahead and shoot out Wifey's line and all that.
Oh yeah, you know what? I knew it was something I was missing now too. All right, now check it out, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, tell me high five. I got her. Tell her I got her.
Nectar of the Valley. Check it out on Instagram. It's Nectar of the Valley. It's a exfoliating body scrubs and butters and all of that. You know, for the women. But you know, we also got the oils and the scrubs for the men too. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to go get the little petties and the manis and all of that, man. You know, we taking care of all of that. But you know, we also got some little custom mask and hat or like head cap little combinations in there too. But yeah, so check out that Nectar of the Valley on Instagram. Check me out on Reverb, on all of the little music platforms you might listen to, and Dills. And yeah, I mean, there's more to come other than just music, trying to kind of, you know, touch a couple of other things, but we ain't gonna ahead and throw that out there yet, you know, kind of get a solid on that, and then we're gonna push that out there too, you feel me?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Gotcha. Okay. We're about to hop into this Overcome by You. So, why don't you give everybody a little bit of intel and then intro it? I'm going to play it.
All right. Best up. Well, yeah, this next track is called Overcome. I was inspired to write this one. I was kind of going through a whole lot of stuff, you know what I mean? Like, I wasn't really all there, man. I just say I was real down bad, you know what I'm saying, at one of my lowest points. So, you know, I kind of wrote that just to kind of inspire me that I can overcome any obstacles that come my way.
All right, y'all heard it here. Let's go, overcome.
Life comes at you when it's obstacles, the only way to overcome. Head on, always better when you know. Let's see how far you can go while I try to stop you from your goal. Go, life comes at you with its obstacles, the only way to overcome.
Dead on. Always better when you know. Let's see how far you can go while I try to stop you from your goal.
Choices.
Go.
Choices.
Sometimes I feel like I'm hearing voices. Must be the weed, liquor and nicotine. Mix a little bit of this with a little bit of that. Hope it reclines on mine, baby, forget where I'm at. Run it back to the time when I still wanted that. Blue jumpsuit with the matching hat. Now I want the whole building, imagine that. What good is it to gain the word and losing your soul in the process? Every day I try to find a way with little options. Optimism is my main squeeze, we got this. Never ever will I let another change me. If I put my mind to it, I could be anything. OG always told me what. OG always showed me what. Can't do nothing till you get up. Say the excuses for the police and the judge. What you know about that? Tough love. At the time it seems messed up. Don't take it personal, cause we all go through it. You ain't the first to know. Being down on yourself ain't gonna help you know. Staying on your grind, head held high. Can't nobody stop it unless it's you.
So don't stop, keep going.
Life comes at you with its obstacles. The only way to overcome. Head on, always better when you know. Let's see how far you can go while I try to stop you from your goal. Go.
Life comes at you with its obstacles. The only way to overcome.
Head on, always better when you know. Let's see how far you can go while I try to stop you from your goal. Go.
Hey, what's poppin' with it, y'all? This Mastermind checking in. St. Paul reppin', ATL bound, MOGM the movement. Y'all know how we do it. Hey, look, keep it locked. Right now, you were tuned in to Thursday Night Live with my homegirl, Cold Piece. Yeah!
Hi, my name is Jonine. I am the CEO of PK's Heavenly Jewels. I would like to invite you to explore my website for some unique jewelry starting at only $5. My website address is www.pksheavenlyjewels.com. That's PKSHEAVENLYJEWELS.com. Also, if you're looking for some financial freedom, join my team and get your very own jewelry kit starting at only $99. So go ahead, check it out, and don't forget to register.
Okay, y'all, this is what we about to do right now. We got a caller on the line, area code 6123099 is the last four digits. Who we got on the line and what's up?
Yo, yo.
What's going on?
Hello. What's the deal, Cuddy? Hey, this is Cuddy, man. I'm cooling down here live in Vegas. Gonna go do a show in like 2 hours down here. You know, our time different, but I'm down here. You know, I told y'all I was going to tap in, so I'm in for a minute.
Yeah. I got this song, and I think it's you. You and Juke did a song.
Yeah, we got a couple of joints. Yeah, you know, he was with me on my label for a minute, that's my boy.
It ain't working, y'all. It ain't working, right?
Yeah, correct.
All right, so go ahead, tell everybody who you is. Let them know if you intro that track, because I got that lined up.
Man, you know, this Stack of Dollars, man. Hey, Tackle Town Finest, man, I'm repping 6112. If you don't know me, you from out of bounds, hey, just take your joint out. That's all I'm saying, man. And I'll be at the crib in next week on Grandma. Hey, I can't make this sit up. That's all I can say.
All right. Make sure you tap in with me, cuz. Let's go get something to eat or something.
Man, all up now. You know, family first before any of this stuff. You already know. On Grandma, I'm down here in Vegas. I'm going to go do a show in like 2 hours.
All right, and when I get that way, make sure we link with each other.
I knew it was y'all.
I heard y'all voices. I said, this track I got, I don't know who this is, but it got to be them.
Yeah, facts with stacks, man. That's me. On Grandma. Hey, look. Hey, because you know it ain't nothing. We down in Vegas. We trying to, man, hey, we networking. We moving and grooving. Hey, man, you know, it's all ball when you come here. You ain't got to worry about nothing. Not at all. Nothing.
I already know, fam. So let's hop into this track so the world can see what's going on. It ain't working, right?
Hey, it ain't working. Let's get to it.
For sure.
All this arguing,
no.
All this fussing, over nothing.
Standing in the kitchen, reminiscing about the time when you shed
in this house.
Nowadays, only thing you see that we sharing is Netflix account. They say time heals, huh? Where they get that conclusion? We've been apart for a couple of weeks and it hurts just the same, only more confusion. Tell me I'm dreaming a hopeless solution. I hate that we gotta go through this. Culture in front of the kids ain't happy in public, but really, we be going through it. Try to work it out, but your heart is too cold. Do you stop in your ways? Don't know what you're doing. If it ain't broken, no need for no fixing. What do you do when all of it's ruined? Busting and fighting the break up to make up the back and the forth. Can't do this no more. You used to tell me and show me you love me, but now all I see is your lack of support. Spreading our business like everything's social. We get into it, you snapping and posting. We was unbreakable, now we too broken. You ain't the same woman I was once close to. You gotta go. Pissed up on me and changed your demeanor and told me it was me. And me, I was so in love with you that I thought it was me. But here goes the truth, nah. True feelings always rise to the surface. I know you ain't perfect, I love you on purpose. I wish you the best, you deserve it. This ain't working.
All this fighting
ain't working.
Yeah, all this arguing
ain't working.
All this fussing
ain't working.
What's wrong with your daughter? Don't know why she tripping. Try to talk to her, but the girl don't listen. Not as love cold like the flow in the kitchen. I love you like Martin and Gina. Feeling that via. Try to show you how to live. Give you the better things. You deserve everything. I feel used, but don't what I did. Texting old boy on a late night flirt. Caught you in the action of doing your dirt. Ice on the cake, girl, your ass gotta skate. You gon' mess around and get somebody hurt. Playing with emotions and feelings and wasting my time. Me, I've been turning down dimes. I love you, loyal to you, but you've been disloyal this whole damn time. Thought we was on the same page, but we ain't. Thought we could fix it, but I know we can't. Led you to the waterbed, but I couldn't make you drink.
I gave you chances, cause girl, you know you're worth it. And baby, I love you, but you know this ain't working. No.
All this fighting.
Because I am in a region, in a part of the world where there is a winter storm, please email, contact me the best way that you can. Contact somebody else, tell them to say, hey, I'm online, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of numbers on here. I don't know everybody's telephone numbers yet. I do know a few numbers here and there. But if you're on the line and I'm supposed to be talking to you, I got your music, you're supposed to be getting an interview, please press 1. Right now, what we about to do is, you know, y'all know what I like to do, right? I'm going to say this all season 9. Matter of fact, I want to put y'all up on some game. Season 9 is probably my last season hosting. I would like to be my last season hosting, and I would want to be an honorary guest co-host. So what I'm doing with season 9, we grinding, we going hard, we playing the best of the best Indian underground artists worldwide. And next year, I'm going to hand the show over to one of y'all because somebody handed the show over to me 10 years ago. So, man, let's go, fam. So if y'all on the line, you know I'm supposed to be talking to you. We need to do this stuff. Yeah, like, it's really going in. Like, let's go. This is all about connecting the dots, keeping our chain strong, united we stand, and divided we fall in this music shit. And only the real can rock with the real anyway. So I'm going to just put it out here. Let's see. Hold on, hold on. I see some extra stuff going on. More numbers tapping in. You're on the line. I'm supposed to be talking to you. Press the 1. Get your hands up. Y'all can't tell. On my end, it's like a hand up in the air. So if you're on the line, I'm supposed to be talking to you. You got some music that's supposed to be played, supposed to be doing whatever. I know I got my co-host and everybody on the line and different stuff like that. But what we're going to do, we're going to keep the show rolling, right? Let me see. Let me check. Let me scroll through. I'm going to say this. If you're on the line and I talked to you already and you got your hand up, put your hand down and then put your hand back up. So take the 1 away and then put the 1 back. Okay. That's what I'm talking about. Take the 1 away, put the 1 back. Let's go. Give y'all 1 second, 1 second. What good, sis?
You see, why you gotta start? Why you gotta say that? Why you leaving? Why you don't want to host no more? What's that about? I want to know.
Is this an opportunity? Oh, no, sis. It's not about that I don't want to host no more, but I'm trying to be like swimming pools, movie show. Y'all know I'm old, right? I mean, I look cute and small and all that extra stuff, but I'm just like the cute little old lady, and it's about time. Like, I don't know. I'm going to have to go to Gilligan's Island or something. I need to do something different.
I can't. Where did that come from? Lala, do you not understand?
Okay, look.
You look
great. I'm going to take my
car home. Forget that you're an old lady. You don't even come on like an old lady.
I'm going to tell y'all.
For the first time in history, Lady Lex and Lala are arguing on Kofi's radio. Thursday Night Live, y'all.
Well, this is what I'm
going to
tell you.
I'm about to go.
You're going to be on the phone, though. You're going to be stranded with me. Because I need you to be doing
I got you. I understand. She said old, y'all. She's crazy.
Yeah. In all honesty, all BS aside, I would like in my 10th season to hand the show over to whoever is next in line, pass the torch, because 10 years prior, someone gave it to me. It's been undenied. Please believe, I'm 100% still have whoever take my place. I'm going to be right there with them. You know what I'm saying? All the way through. But
whatever it is, right.
Yeah, I mean, I said I'm going to still be there. I just don't want to host no more.
I got you.
It's one of y'all's turn. Y'all got 1 year from motherfucking today to get y'all fucking shit together,
whatever the fuck it is you need to fucking do.
Get so it out your system. Next year this time, I'm going to be in Punta Cana via satellite running the show still, but you are the new host. So it's going to be one of y'all.
I might just be with you. Let's go.
You know what I'm saying? Like, real love, sis. Like, hands down. So So what we about to do, we about to, you know what I like to do. I like to play as many people as long as they give us worldwide.
Get it.
So I'm about to hop into this Young Cocky Gutter and Cheyenne Janae Want From Me.
Get it.
Let's go, sis.
Just tell me what you want from me. Tell me what you want from me. Tell me what you want from me. Cause you get anything you want from me. And I know you get your own money, but throw it back just like you owe some. Just tell me what you want from me. Cause you get anything you want from me. And I know you get your own money, but throw it back just like you owe some.
I see you tripping, I see you shining, I see you winning. Yeah, but you ain't never gonna find another shorty like me. Hey, got your ex-girls mad cause you moved to better things. You trust me. You say you hold me down. You say you fix my crown. You say take me off the ground. You say.
Cause you get anything you want from me. And I know you get your own money, but throw it back just like you owe some.
Approached her like, what's the deal? Cause really, baby, I just wanna chill. I know you hate that I be in the field, but I'm just trying to get a meal. Get that new house on the hill. Had them forms back to back, ain't gotta worry about no wheels. You're still swinging, blowing smoke like a roster. Move like I'm the president, but really I'm a mob. Navy party with my shotters, and I was with my partners. We still make time for steak and lobster with you. Cause they don't move like you do, but you won't find another. They won't love you like I do. Nah, they ain't coming like me and you. And if you had a twin, I'd still choose you. I'm talking vacations, big gang, got them still hating. I do it all for my queen, to stay patient and stay loyal. Promise I won't leave waiting, yeah. But tell me what you want from me. Cause you get anything you want from me.
And I know you get your own money, but throw it back just like you owe some. Just tell me what you want from me. Cause you get anything you want from me. And I know you get your own money, but throw it back just like you owe some.
Y'all, that was Young Cocky Gutter and Shada Janae. Y'all know that's all fam. We stand fam connected. I'm about to chime. That's the third shot. I'm finna take the fourth one. I'm about to chime back in with my host, my honorary co-host, and let you fellas chop it up. Back is in, and let me go down.
I'm here. I'm in the building.
M. Deals is in.
Yes, sir. Shout out my boy, too, man. Shout out my boy. Keep pushing, my boy. I'm grumbling.
And Kovan.
I got all my guys back in.
Y'all all back in. Chop it up. You know?
Let everybody know.
Yeah, what up? You know what I'm saying? I was just finna go grab you.
What's going on, my boy?
What's going on, y'all? What's going on?
I'm right there.
I can hear everybody. Yeah, I can hear everybody, man. All man, I want to say love to all y'all, man. Keep pushing, keep tapping in, and man, let's get it, man. Let's do it for the land.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm feeling everyone's fine.
You already know.
This music is hot.
Won't everybody introduce yourself again? Because I got all my fellas. You know, we got these. If y'all didn't notice, I had the flyer changed. And I'm going to explain to you guys why I had the flyer changed. Okay? Because I got all you fellas online with me. If y'all noticed the flyer changed.
Correct.
Flyer changed because it was a little too fruity. And I know I got masculine men that was on the flyer. You know what I'm saying?
Either,
so that was done out of respect. Why
up.
I changed the rainbow. So
give
y'all
me a
didn't
little
notice,
hot one and shit. I think I damn one even got no no what's the name, no motherfucking wire hangers and that, man. If you got some tape, like some what is that, like the thick white tape, clear tape like this.
Hey, I know what you trying to say, my boy. Hey, if they got any of that, just pop in. Just fuck with us. That's all that means. Hey,
my bad, man. I just had, hey, let me just get two jazz pipes. Yeah, my bad. You know what I'm saying? I just had popped in the store real quick and shit. But, you know, it's all love to everybody, though. You know what I'm saying? Most love. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
peace and blessings out to all of the artists, not even just y'all two cats on here right now, but everybody that's tuning in. You know what I'm saying? If you want some creativity, you're trying to start something new, you're trying to do your thing, do it 100%. Don't let nobody stop you. Take your dreams or whatever it is that you're pushing for. Do that shit 100%. It ain't going to happen just like that, but no empire was built overnight, so you just got to be dedicated,
right.
You know what I'm saying, and stick to it no matter what.
Yes, sir. Catch that money train. That's all they got to do. Get that transfer, get some money twice.
Oh, yeah, but I was just telling y'all personally for me, that's why I switched it up last minute, because I looked at it, and I seen all y'all on there, and I said, these is masculine men. I'm not going to put this shit like that.
Gratitude.
You know what I'm saying?
Gratitude. I can't stand again on this.
So that's letting you know,
beloved,
I respect all y'all. All y'all are fathers. All y'all are real men. All y'all is positive men, whether y'all know it or not. I look at y'all, no matter how nobody else look at y'all, I look at y'all as positive, masculine men.
Man, I appreciate it. There's nothing but gratitude on my end, man. You know, man. Hey, shout out to the gang, man, on the Smurf side.
Yep.
Man, they know what it is. It is what it is. Hey. Okay, I love my land, love my city. Shout out to all y'all, man. Love all y'all.
I'm gonna try to be there like 4:20. I'm gonna try to slide down on you in a couple of weeks, just to pop up. My friend is getting remarried out here, so
For real, I might be up there though when you trying to come down here. I don't know. I might be up there though.
Slowly pull that motherfucker down.
Well, you know, we're going to
figure
it.
You know what I'm saying? Just don't break
the
motherfucking motor on that bitch.
Either way it goes, it's family first, no matter what. So, no matter how it goes, if you down there, I'm up here, however it go, you know, hey, man, it's always us against them. So, it don't matter.
Okay, because I got my co-host on the line, Cobain, you here with me?
Yeah. My buddy. I met him a couple of times. Yeah, shout out to my boy.
No, he's going to ask you a couple of questions. You finna get ready to do a show tonight, right? So we finna pump you up.
I'm tuned in for about another look, you know. I got to get ready to go. Man, just enough to make it real for him, you know. Y'all here, Vegas.
Go ahead. Y'all chop it up. Y'all chop it up. And see what's popping with him, what we got new. Let him know where he is, even tonight and all that, because we got listeners worldwide.
Oh, yeah. Almost W, man. Come on, man. You know, nationwide on our side, on the real. We ain't on their side. We ain't on their on our side.
So where in Vegas are you performing at tonight?
North Las Vegas. At a casino, you know what I'm saying? It's like a big little joint, you know what I'm saying? Mediocre, you know, man. But the lights are started bright. That's all they do in Vegas. That's all I can tell you. If you're down here, tap in. I'm on Civic Center. Man, they gonna know the rest because it's a normal thing down here. So if you down in that area, you gonna know already what I'm talking about. If not, man, hopefully you get catch.
So before you hit the stage, what is your mindset? What is your preparation?
I'm 420 at the same time, man. You feel me, man? Yeah. Hey,
It's go time. When it's go time, it's go time. It's show time at the Apollo. Is, you know what I'm saying? It's, everything else is on the back burner.
Yep, I feel it.
Everything else is on the back burner. It's time to jump in the crowd, jump in the nigga's face.
What's up?
Might have to beat the nigga up. I don't know. But, yeah, it's go time. When it's go time, it's go time, man.
Yep. All right, Virgil.
Hey, that's facts with stats, man. You see on the flyer, that's what it say. Hey, that's the kid while you're talking. On 6'12 finest. Grammar. Northside, 6'12 finest. For those who don't know, if you don't know me on grammar, you out of bounds.
Yeah. So do you want to give us like a little preview of the show real quick? Like just kind of drop us a couple bars or something like that?
I could drop you a couple bars, but not what I'm doing tonight because it's really exclusive because I just had dropped a, you know, joint with somebody else too. So I can't give up their rights, you know. You got to keep it on the funky side, you know. Hey, fair. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Yep. But I could give you some other stuff, you know what I'm saying? Something else. I mean, you feel me? The land I already know. The land, I'm on YouTube, Spotify, all that. And that cousin, no. Low end or no end for the most part, and, you know, everybody else do them, man. Hey, I'm Uncle Me, man. Grandma.
So you're on Spotify, Apple, like all the digital platforms?
Man, I'm on everything moving and grooving, my boy. Everything moving and grooving. Hey, I need parts. It's my money, I want it now. I'm on the J.J. Wentworth, you feel me?
Can you spell out your artist name for everyone listening in so then that way we can all look you up and tune in?
Yeah, for the most part, you can just look up GMC, Get Money Crazy, Cash Quick. And like I said, man, I'm from the land, so everybody, man, I'm like Uncle Snoop around them up. You know, you feel me? Like, no cap, no nothing. Anybody listening, they're going to be able to say the same thing, anything, man. Other than that, they're just hating on drummer. I've been outside a long time. And that's facts with stacks, just like the flyers say, my boy.
Got it. I'm definitely going to be tuning in, and we definitely got a network feature. I'm always up for networking with artists for real, man. Everyone.
I've been on 89.9 NI and all that. DJ No Name, that's my little brother. I put on for the land already. I'm trying to expand it. I'm all the way on the West Coast right now, trying to make it happen too. Like I said, I'm going to go do a show in a minute. You feel me?
I believe it. Yeah.
Yes, man. Sir. No cap. I love the land.
Tell them what it is. A lot of people think it's something different, but they don't understand it until you really get out there. And we've been out there a long time. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. Man, I had to take a risk. Man, if you don't take a risk, there's no reward. If you don't take a risk, I had to come to a way different coast. I had to come all the way to the West. I ain't even in the Midwest. I'm all the way down here on the West with. Well, man, hey, you know, why be the kid? You know, man, try something different. If you don't do nothing different, you ain't going to get no different results. Keep doing the same thing. It's insanity, my boy. That's all I'm going to say.
True.
Yep. Drive yourself crazy. All right, well, cuz, it's all love. Make sure we link. You know what I'm saying? I mean, break a leg tonight, but don't break no leg.
Hey, I'm gonna go shake a leg, do the stank leg, break a leg. You know, I gotta put on for the 6'12". You know, that's, man, it is what it is. That's what I come for.
Hey,
I came off the
videos
like
and everything. You got somebody videoing you tonight? Because if not, I need to make sure there's somebody there.
Yeah, I got some of my Vegas people. They who I've been networking with. They gonna take footage of it, and I'm gonna post it on everything that I can post it on, and. I'm gonna shoot it to you, you know. I'm gonna do what I do, man. And I'll be to see you next week. I'm gonna live a lot, face to face. We're gonna go eat something, man. Do I look, you know how we do.
Already for sure.
Yeah.
Cause it's all love.
Yeah. Other than that, I love everybody. I'm finna tap out because I gotta get ready, get my voice ready, get ready. You know what I'm saying? It's showtime at the Apollo, so I gotta check out.
Yep, do what you got to do. It's all love. I'll see you next week, fam.
Yeah, man, gratitude. Yes, ma'am. I appreciate you putting me on the flyer and all that, cuz. And we're going to tap in and shout out to everybody who's doing their thing. Keep moving. Hey, don't let them motherfuckers tell you nothing.
bring some clothes. We're going to do a photo shoot next week when you come. Even if
oh,
you
man, what is it? You took some clothes. Man, I walk outside. I take the goggles out and Jordan. So I'm gutter. You know I got this.
You already know how we do. You already know how Granny taught us, right?
Ball, boy,
you already know how Granny taught us, right? So,
yeah.
So
I love you too. Yes, ma'am. My man, I'm finna go, man. I'm finna go make it happen, and I'm gonna tap in after that. I'm gonna give you a tech, you know, I'm gonna shoot you what I shoot you all the time.
All right.
All right, that's good, man. Love to everybody in the city, man. Y'all keep it coming. Let's tap in. Let's do our thing, man. I'm checking out.
Yep, do your thing,
right,
man.
Y'all.
You got
it. All right, that's good, man. Love.
Love, cuz. All right, Kovan, what I'm about to do, I'm about to hop into some more music, and then
okay.
We can tap back in with you because I'm going to spin your track again. You know what I'm saying? If you got a little bit more time to be with us.
Okay.
And let's keep it moving.
Okay. All right, sounds good.
Hey, what's going down? This is your girl, Cold Peace. If you just tuned in to Thursday Night Live, I am the home of the independent and underground artists worldwide. So what I need you to do is to submit your MP3s directly to me at coldpeaceradio@gmail.com. That's coldpeaceradio@gmail.com. Get that music to me. Never know, you might be the next spotlight artist of the week.
No matter where you come from, no matter what you've done, no matter which way you choose, we all love the country. Best of intentions, going through the losing attention, believing a positive vision, have a good time, that is your mission. Close your eyes, sense through the sky, just let your body move through the vibe, feel the beats in your heart, lost in a moment, feel the spark. Hands through the sky, hands through the sky, feel the vibe, feel the vibe. Now open your eyes. Look left and look right. Sing this with me if you came to have fun tonight. No matter where you come from, no matter what you've done, no matter which way you choose, we all love the country. This music getting so loud, yeah, it's taking the crowd. Are you feeling it now? That's what I'm talking about. Down to the sky. If you came to have fun tonight, no matter where you come from, no matter what you've done, no matter which way you choose, we all love the country. No matter where you come from, no matter what you've done, no matter which way you choose, we all love the country.
Yeah, if you don't know how to cut loose, then I'm going to tell y'all right now, hop off this show because we're about to turn up for the last 43 minutes of this show. Y'all don't even know. This has, like, been a long time coming. I never, ever said, I didn't even say I was going to quit. I said I was passing the torch. I don't know if y'all just heard that, but somebody in my hallway dropping it low. So we're going to keep the show rolling. Okay, bro, a lie. Bro, going to help me out. What's good, bro?
Man, what's popping? You know what I'm saying? Stop playing. What? Is it Friday? Is it Friday? No, it ain't even Friday, but it is in my head, though. You know what I'm saying? We trying to get this all the way up. What you talking about? Whoever that last artist was, too. Hey, I don't know if they online or that, man, but, hey, it's already popping anyway, though, man. Everybody's talking.
Man, I'm
going to
tell y'all, what's crazy about that last song, bro, between me and you, guess what?
What's up?
You know I got insurance and rented insurance and all that stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
I was having problems with my beacon in my car with, you know, my discount. That's my insurance man. My insurance man, while I was making him fix my beacon, he said, I see your email is Cold Peace Radio. He might be on here listening. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I said, yeah. He said, well, I already sent you something just so you don't be alarmed. You know what I'm saying? That's what he said.
Yeah.
That was my insurance man. So it wasn't Jake from Fake Five. It wasn't Jake, y'all. But he still told me when I asked him what you got on, he said panties.
Okay. Well, hey, well, that's what's up. That's it with live. You know what I'm saying? I dig that.
Yeah, bro.
I always appreciate the originality, you know what I'm saying? And getting back to the art form of the whole, you know what I'm saying, like expression of the art and everything with rapping and hip hop, or even if it's R&B, whatever it is, man, like I always like the originality and just the art of it all, you know what I'm saying, because that's where it all started from. So I can always appreciate that. Even if
Manny totally shocked me. If y'all don't know that last song I just played, y'all type in Citizen Gold, Cut Loose, and when y'all see the video and see the live band, y'all going to be shocked, because y'all ain't going to believe that man that just sung that song was that man that just sung that song that looked like the man from King of the Hill. Anyhow, I don't even need to put bro out there, but I'm just going to say, it's going to be odd, y'all.
You ain't talking about Cleveland from the Cleveland, so you talking about Hank Hill.
Oh, man, it's like even Cleveland Brown. It's like Cleveland Brown. It's like Cleveland Brown, and no disrespect, we threw a little bleach on him because that was a white man that was singing that song with that soul.
Yeah, that's what I said. Hank Hill up in that motherfucker. So he was Cleveland-based.
Bro, all good. You know what I'm saying? And y'all, that's my insurance man. I ain't doing no promo unless they give me a discount. So we ain't going to do no promo. You know,
you
I need a discount.
He already know it's all love. He said it's all love in this area over here, man. You know what I'm saying? He should be able to, you know.
Oh, yeah, he knew
like
his show.
It's humor, you know
what I'm
saying?
Like, yeah, he was troubleshooting. You heard what I said. He was troubleshooting my beacon, and he going to say, I see your email, a radio show. I said, yeah, I got a radio show. He said, well, not to alarm you, I already shit suck.
Hey, that's what's up.
At
least you ain't getting that bitch trying to sound like Future and Gucci Mane and shit like that, man. Hey, homie, fuck
yeah,
up.
You know what I'm saying? It's all love. I love it. I love it. Because it was just the energy. We're just connecting.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm telling y'all here. When I say networking and connecting the dots, I don't know who y'all think I am. I don't even know who I am. But I am here to connect the dots and make sure that we connect with each other. So we all have to stay tapped. You know
season
what I'm
nine,
saying?
Hey, season 9 ain't just tonight. You know what I'm saying? It's just the beginning, man. We got plenty of time. Everybody that's tapping in now, if you go ahead and stick with it, keep on tapping in, man. We're going to keep on networking. We're going to keep on, you know, chopping it up with each other, rubbing shoulders, man. And shit, the sky's not even the limit, man. We already there. You know what I mean? We're just going to keep on ascending on up one more.
Just even right now, I already see. And I already kind of know who the show for to be handed over to. I ain't going to say nothing. I'm going to just let the season progress because I know what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead and
so let's hop
it
in and make
track.
Hey, bro. We got the Boss Fam with Put It Up. It's three brothers that got this hot-ass track. So this is what I love about them because it's three brothers. And, you know, they grew up in the house all together, got their ass whooped together and all that shit, and the vibe on that shit is fucking hot. Let's hop into this shit, bro. And then we're going to tap back in. You feel me? Like, you're going to love this shit. Let's go.
Hey,
Boss Fam, what up? What up, y'all?
Let's do it. Let's do it. Know it'd be. Know it'd
be. You know they got Boss Fam in the building, right? You know they been had Boss Fam in the building, though.
Transfer.
Made a couple racks, gon' put up. Jeans down the back, nigga, put up. Nigga, put up. Chopper on with the sack, nigga, pull a dump. Pull it to the head, ain't get up. I'ma leave it whole team, but I'ma leave it whole team. Say you gettin' money, nigga, say you get cash. Big bird, dummy, yeah, the yellow bird, dummy. Out of state work, like my same bird.
Ride with the stick, fuck y'all. Lickin' like a lick, I bow. Bow. My dog with the chick, I'm cold.
Then my niggas don't go. G with the shit I know. Bad bitch and like whoa.
Wow.
And they hoes clear reload. Pull up, got what you need. Blue skills all in my jeans. Kiss me, you don't take the lead. Made an ad bout trampoline. Big shit, nigga still poppin'. Got the brooms in the sticks, get the moppin'.
Clean.
Then my diamonds stay trippin' like a faucet.
Water.
You mother money, no wallet.
Cash.
Play so good, what you call it?
Yeah.
When she spill it, ain't knowledge. Ride with the stick, got mileage. Bad bitch, stretch, you ain't polish.
I've been up.
Who wants more way
at?
Time double bag. Got a shooter with me, not a lag. What you got it for, you ain't for the bag. Y'all nigga pussy, y'all drag.
I knew it.
Brown round his ass, so mad.
Damn.
With a goddamn hot his ass.
Fuck.
All my niggas really want it with the gang, yeah.
Yeah.
A couple racks gon' put up.
Go out.
Jeans on the back, nigga, put up.
Nigga, put up.
Chop the wrong with the sack, nigga, pull a dump. Pull it to the head, ain't get up. I'ma leave it whole team with
up. I'ma leave it whole team.
Say you gettin' money, nigga, put up.
Say you get cash.
Big bird, I'ma get a
gift. Big bird,
I'ma. Out of state words like mother.
Same words.
Ride
with
the stick, fuck y'all. No clue what I would do. It don't get done unless I approve. That's breaking news. I'm a fucking fool. Better cuff your bitch. I might fuck her too. And I'm in the field with all my troops. Ain't finished school, but got more than you. Make a couple racks, gon' put up. Jeans on the back, nigga, put up.
Nigga, put up.
Chop the wrong with the sack, nigga, pull a dump. Pull it to the head, ain't get up. I'ma leave it whole team with
up.
Say you gettin' money, nigga, fill
up. Get cash.
Big bird, I'ma get a
yellow bird.
Out of state words like mother.
Same word.
Ride with the stick, fuck y'all. This world don't got either.
Ball fam, YB.
Made a couple racks, gon' put up. Jeans on the back, nigga, put up.
Nigga, put up.
Chop the wrong with the sack, nigga, pull a dump. Pull it to the head, ain't get up. I'ma leave it whole team with
up.
Say you gettin' money, nigga, put up.
Get cash.
Big bird, dummy, yeah, the yellow
bird, dummy.
Out of state words like mother.
Same words.
Ride with the stick, fuck y'all. Lookin' like a lick, I bow.
Bow.
My dog with the shit, I'm cold.
I apologize, bro. Were you able to hear that track?
Yes, I was. That joint right there. I'm talking about the energy in that. Hey, that's super live right there.
Hey, that's three brothers. Look, that's three brothers, and I know you come from a family of, you know, multiple children. Bro, that's three bros. So you see how that's connected like that and they can feed off each other?
Dig, you can check the chemistry in that already. You know what I'm saying? That's an all-star team right there. They definitely did that. I'm going to tell you like
I
this.
I
ain't never
seen
Big Bird Diamonds, man. Hey, check it out. I don't know if it's yellow or if it's just big, but, hey, that shit right there caught me right there, though. But that course was nice, too. You know what I'm saying? I was digging that whole song all around. They definitely did their thing with that.
Yeah, that was amazing. So I'm going to say this because I see a couple of callers on the line and me and you both on the line. My other co-host, you know, he's a family man. He dated Kate. Oh, nope, I see he's still here.
Yeah,
so we about to chime back in with him. You know what I'm saying? Because we already know Cuz had to hop off, but y'all honorary in here, so we doing this. I mean, I'm celebrating y'all fellas. You know what I'm saying? So y'all can't say if didn't nobody else have no support or no real stuff for y'all. If y'all baby mamas or y'all wife tripping, tell them to call me. I get them together.
I feel the love. I can feel the love already. Right now. That's what's up right there. I dig it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. So, Kovan, we got you back online with us, right, too?
Yep. I'm here.
All right. I mean, don't be no stranger, because this about to be me and you after today, Thursday, and they just on the honorary. So, bro, feel yourself, feel your vibe, get comfortable.
I can do that.
You know,
I can do that.
We got Fresh Prince over here, man. He real cool. I'm talking about the top hat and everything in there, boy. Come on now.
You know?
Yeah.
No, but, yeah, man, what's up, though? You know what I'm saying? Where we can find your music at, or you know what I'm saying? What you be doing,
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, that's right, bro. Step in.
My music. Oh, okay. So I got an official website. It's www.imkovan, that's KOVAN.com. It brings you to all the links, you know, like my Instagram, Twitter, Reverb, SoundCloud, then my iTunes. I'm on all digital platforms, my two songs are. I got more music coming out, more shows coming out. You know, I try to fit everything in when I can because, you know, I am a family man and I got three little kids, you know what I mean? So whenever I find the time to do music, I
but
do
just
it.
Like I already told, listen, bro, Matt, let them know, just like I already told y'all, we already know this reality, listen.
Yeah.
We put the time in. Hey, the kids want to say something or do something. We put all that in there. Do they cry? We family. He don't even already know. Like, hey, this is what we do. Y'all parents, I commend y'all as men even being able to stand there that long to step in to say, I'm going to be a father. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
As respect from a black woman?
Yeah.
Most
so,
definitely. If not, if
I commend y'all. If don't nobody else support y'all, y'all sister do. They get the tripping just like I said. I mean, I don't want no problems, but we can handle them. But just, you know, keep everything cordial. As long as y'all don't do nothing crazy, because I know the men that's on here, like I said, y'all positive black men. We're going to keep it pushing. If it's family-oriented, the kids tripping with the woo, put them on the mic. You crying, talking, you got something to say? It's your turn. Evidently, you're messing up what's going on. Yep, give them the mic. You know what I'm saying? We incorporate everything here because this is how things go down and things do. This is blessings. We ain't connect with each other for nothing, and we're going to find out during this season.
Our kids going to do it, too. You know what I'm saying? We just we the leaders. You know what I'm saying? So whatever we doing, they following right behind us. You hear me?
Yep. That's real talk.
Yeah, it's going to be in them just like it's in us. I mean, I wish you heard what Lady Lake said. She's like, we arguing. You walking away. No, I'm not walking away. I'm going to say, I don't necessarily feel it's time to pass the torch, but out of being real, it's time to pass the torch and let y'all hold it on this level and me to take something new. And really, in all honesty, I already know where it's going to go, and we good. That's all I want y'all to know. I'm going to do what I do to make sure I connect the dots before I hand everything over to everybody else. Y'all going to know it's official, it's good. And then it's the great thing about it. I'm not going to leave y'all hanging. I'm going to be right there with y'all. But y'all going to be the talking and not me because gonna be sipping on the beach out of pineapple or coconut. Did y'all hear what I said?
Nice.
I'm gonna buy a private island. Now y'all come and visit and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What you talking about? You better have a motherfucking chicken for us. What you mean? We coming up all up in that thing. We gonna bust all up in the motherfucker. Like, oh, you.
Hey,
we gonna bust
be
all
like
up in that thing.
It's gonna be like Swiss Family Robinson around here,
I'm telling you, I'm definitely with it.
We gonna survive, y'all. That's all I'm telling y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm y'all sister. Oh. Nothing romantic. I hope if y'all wise and all that is listening, like I said. Listen, I couldn't be blessed with a better group of fellas that are so masculine with everything that's going on in this world. I don't care what nobody say or none of the extra stuff. Yeah, I'm going to keep pushing masculine men because the simple fact, I am a woman. So I need to know that there's still a possibility of masculine men that's going to still do what masculine men do because both of my dads are still alive, my real biological father and my stepfather. But I know I rock with y'all, and it's just all about still supporting y'all because as I've been going with this show, like this season is finna open up so many doors to where, okay, chicks want to act like bubbleheads. I'm finna tell y'all don't even understand. We finna have questions of the week. If it's a problem and you feel like it needs to be the question of the week, we putting that shit on the air. Everybody that tap in with us, we want to know your opinion. We want to know how y'all feel about it. Nobody's going to disrespect. We're going to hear each other out, and that's the way how we can solve problems amongst our communities worldwide and even in different, because we're all in different areas right now. You know what I'm saying? Dealing with different things. But, again, if we don't connect with each other, how do I know you got bullshit going on where you at if I stay in the house all day because I'm staying out the way? You feel what I'm saying?
Y'all got problems, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is, you know? And then seeing it from the outside looking in, sometimes that's the best way. Well, not sometimes, but all the time that's the best way. We in the inside, and we only seeing it from our point of view and perspective. And it's always good to have somebody on the other side. Like, hey, nah, you ain't catch that. I caught that. You know, I got your back. I ain't going to let you fall. You know, we're going to hold each other up, and that's how it's supposed to be anyway. It's all about that support, you know?
Always. So this is what I'm going to do. I already know how you feel. Kovan.
Yep, I'm here.
We still got you with us.
Yep.
Matt, M. Deals. We ain't going to say nothing to you right now. I'm going to let you chill back because I already know how you feel.
All right.
This Will Smith situation, right, bro? I just want your honest opinion online because you're a married man and you're a family man. So give me your honest opinion.
Okay. What honest opinion of what you want?
What happened with the Will Smith situation?
Oh,
because I already told everybody how things gonna go. I'm gonna tell you this. My name ain't Cold Pete for nothing. I don't know how everything roll and all this and that. So this is what I'm saying. I mean, this is what I'm saying, bro. I'm honestly tell you. Seriously, think about the question I asked you and answer it professionally.
Right. Like to be honest, like if somebody was talking about my wife, I wouldn't slap them. I'd probably punch them.
Yeah, not
even see. That's what I said. I was like, that was kind of like a little fruity. You know what I'm saying? And then,
I'm just saying a slap won't do it though. A slap really won't. I mean, to be honest. I wouldn't even really.
I mean, we're gonna be ignorant black people. A slap one, and he's supposed to punch him. He's supposed to drop that. He's supposed to knock him out, right? That would have been official in history.
I don't care if I'm live or not. You know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna defend my woman. You know what I mean? Like, who cares what everybody thinks about me? You know what I mean? It's not about them. It's about me and my fam. You know? Like, if someone says something about my wife,
they gotta go home and sleep next door or worried about her not cooking or cleaning or doing none of that. Say, oh, you ain't do nothing. I bet you gonna take over my duties, right?
Right.
I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so that's what, this is what I told everybody when it first happened, fellas. This is what I told everybody.
Uh-huh.
Said, oh, Lord. Because y'all see now, Jada never said nothing until recently, right?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Everybody else assumed because of her facial expression
what she was thinking, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Y'all
we
see
know
how
she
slipped and slipped and made this dude look ignorant? He got to check into rehab and all type of shit because of her.
he got her going. Yeah, man, she got him going crazy right now.
Like he said, love will make you do crazy things. It's true.
Yeah. It's yeah, true. It will.
Oh, yeah, man. It's like Invoke. Hey, Invoke did it the best. Love will make you do crazy things. You know what I'm saying?
Me.
So just from the color point of view, I just wanted to know, because they this is how the Academy, listen, trust me, y'all. If it was my man, I'd have been like, we both would have went up there and we would have socked him out, right? But.
On camera. On camera.
Yeah, exactly. I don't care. If that's what it is, that's what it is. But how things went down, everybody was like, should we be, like, afraid of being African-Americans? And this is why I mentioned it, because we're going to have open discussions, too. Should we be afraid because it was it's African-Americans, and it's the first time all colored was ever to do that situation, and this Negro messed it up, and they basically botched him? Because it wasn't just him that's going to have a problem. We're going to see if they're going to make an all-black production team the next Oscars. That was the first time ever in history. You know? So it wasn't just yourself. So this is why I was saying conduct needed to be done a certain way. I'd have had a buddy at backstage, knocked his ass, cleaned the fuck out. My wife could have did the video. We would have put it on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, whatever. But as far as prestigious people, that I always told people, if a motherfucker can decide how much they going to feed you, they can decide to starve you, too. You feel what I'm saying? So what's y'all input on that? That's why I said it was totally out of pocket just because of the situation that it was, because we knew the lighter skin was going to step in.
But you got a point with that, though. You know what I'm saying? If you are already making the moves on your own for yourself, you know, you don't really got to worry about, like, well, okay, if I do this, then they can just strip all of my everything. You know, if even if it is that, you know what I mean? Like, to me, I just look at it like, ain't nothing worth me pretty much, like, just stepping back. You know what I'm saying? On my family, my wife, my shorty, none of that. I don't care about none of that status, none of that anything. You know what I mean? Like, and that's where
right.
A lot of people get caught up at, because they be like, well, they worried about what this person going to say or what are they going to do. Like, I don't give I really don't care what they're going to say or do. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, it's my morals and values, you know what I'm saying, are set. So regardless of however much money you offer me or how much money you got out there or whatever like that, none of that matters. You know what I'm saying? I could be broke. No, not broke, but I could be poor. No money, no, you know, car, no, none of this, none of that. I still be happy because at the end of the day, that's how I said it. You know what I mean? Like, it don't has nothing to do with any type of material things. That's not where I put my values in. You know what I mean? I put in actual, like, real love and, like, real actual things.
So,
you know what
my
saying? Like,
question is, was I wrong for saying that, and I'm at, Kovan, I know that you're here with us too. This is my thing.
Uh-huh.
I get what y'all saying, but was I wrong for saying that was unprofessional? Because now they got this dude by the balls, and not only do they got him by the balls, he ought to go check in the rehab, and his bitch the one with the problem. So I don't even care. I mean, if Jada hit me up, that's going to blow us up even more or whatever. I apologize for calling you a bitch, but I'm from the hood, and you know that's how that shit go down. So his woman, the one who is disrespecting him, what, 9 months prior to the situation and then put him in a certain situation, and then it's like, come on now. Now, right now, if we don't understand as far as entertainment, however they decide to deal with Will Smith is how they decide to deal with the rest of us.
Yeah.
Now, y'all take that into account and let me know what y'all thinking. So was it unprofessional to do what he did at the time because of the consequences? Because we all know we got to be accountable for our actions, right?
Right.
And it was wild.
What you think, bro?
Oh, man, she hit me with that one. That's true. You know what? Now that I think about it, so that's very true. I would have handled it. You know, I would have probably like whispered in her ear and say, I'm about to handle this after the Oscars, you know, something like that, maybe. You know what I mean? Like we're going to see him after.
I feel you. I feel you. I'm kind of on the ropes with it. You know what I mean? Like, I've actually been in, you know, like, at work to slap the shit out of motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? And managers there, everything, you know. So I understand, like, yeah, well, you know, there is a way to go about it, you know, that was, you know, kind of unprofessional. But then at the same time, I really don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it comes down to certain things, like, I'm going to just, hey. I deal with the consequences.
But the whole
later.
Thing is, we got to look at the whole. I understand what you're saying, bro. That's why I said that, because I know you as a man and how you get down. This is what I'm saying. It was more at stake than Will Smith getting that award for that Oscar, which they might take back. You see what I'm saying?
They should take it back.
Listen. This is the most important thing, and what I'm trying to get y'all to recognize. And this is why I'm saying what I'm saying, because I work hard than a motherfucker. Ain't no way in hell why you think Denzel and Tyler Perry stepped up and during the break try to talk to him and tell him and tell him what it is. It's not you. You can make sure none of us motherfuckers be here no more.
Yeah.
How they choose to decide to deal with him is how they choose to, listen, that's the highest honor that you can get in this career.
But if they're going to make it happen, they're going to make it happen regardless of somebody.
But the whole thing is, respect. If you're saying you're prestigious, they, first of all, let's be honest. America never looked at Will Smith as an urban Negro. Mm. He was our America's apple pie. So they're going to say that if our less aggressive Negro, and we trying to get certain people like Larry Flint out of Larry Hoover and important people out of jail that are old and non-aggressive that deserve to die. Okay, yeah, you did whatever you did during you did what you did. But let's go back to the movie Life. Ain't 40 years more than enough time for any crime?
Nah, you know what? I feel exactly where you're going with it, too, because that is some real shit. Like, you know. I mean, it's not just about one person, you know, and at the end of the
you
day.
You take everybody else down with you. You sink a ship when you ain't the captain.
Yes. And even looking at it from a standpoint like, man, you the king. Not saying that Will's the king.
Sidney Poitier the king over all them right now when it comes to putting in the footprint. So guess what? If Sidney Poitier would have been at them Oscars this year, do you know how disrespected he would have felt? I didn't see things from basketball players that's not even actors. Like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar felt ultimately disrespected. Like this is what we have done as black people. We come in far. We get an all-black production team. We get them to actually give us a chance, and this is what we do.
Yeah,
and that's saying we got to act white. Let's be professional.
Yeah,
professional
don't
got no color.
Right.
It's a time and a place. Like, man, like you were saying, too. Like, I'll handle you after the show. You know what I'm saying? Or, yeah, I'm going to get them together. You know what I'm saying? We're just going to get this out the way. And after that, then I'm going to line you up. You know what I mean? I feel you. I feel that.
Because everybody thought when I was in Madden, it was like, it was disrespectful and unprofessional. They was like, oh, what is that? Because it was the grim, this, that, and not the BET Awards. First of all, even at the BET Awards, that's even more disrespectful. You understand? Because you're a person of color. The Source Awards, that's even more disrespectful because we know everything that's been going on and how the media and Hollywood and everything creates things. Listen, y'all. And this is what I wanted to tell y'all, and like how we kicking it, we don't have to be against each other. We don't all got to live in the same cities and states or none of that to understand what people are going through. Kindness and respect doesn't hurt us or don't cost us nothing.
Right.
That's
and
free.
Plus,
Ain't that what God give us? Ain't that what God give us? We fuck up. We choose to be mean sometimes because our own emotions.
It's a
choice. We got to be like God. If we made his image, be like God. We make mistakes, but be like God. Accountability.
Right.
Why is it the serpent in the harm?
Might have to go through.
That's real. That's real. But still, all in all, I would have I don't know, man. I mean, honestly,
man,
you know,
I'm going to tell you this. I ain't standing up for no hoe that embarrassed me a couple of months before. And I'm going to put y'all up on some old game, and y'all can Google it. Jada Pickett might be pregnant by I don't know. It might not be August, whoever other nigga, because we know they swingers and all that. But y'all make sure that y'all tap in, because I love controversy. She has a show in a red table event that's about to come up about women being pregnant in older age. Jada's been fucked up, and she got Will fucked up. That's why Will got to check in the rehab. But why Will got to check in the rehab and he tapped that bitch in? He had to pick that bitch. He was cute and all that, but she doing a little too much. And I'm a woman saying that. Do y'all understand? No woman should ever disrespect her man, put him on that platform, and then knock him off his pedestal publicly and say, oh, that's not what I want. Because y'all see she ain't say shit until now.
Hey,
oh, he did something
different. Do crazy things, though. You feel me? Like,
I'm
you never
a real
know
woman, though. That's fucked up.
Real, it is, but
hey,
you never
really
know.
Stood up for you. Everybody in the world was like, yes, a black man standing up for his woman. That's fucked
right,
up, y'all. But that bitch really bowed out and was like, you ain't have to do all that.
And then, but check this out, though. Nobody knows what's going on behind the scenes, too, though, just because it's in the light, and that's what's going on in the light. Nobody
listen,
knows what's going
on. Listen, what's going on behind the scenes is that Jada wear the pants and Will don't, but she has to do him like that. Will, cold as hell. I mean, come on now. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Hey, that Philly popped out of you real quick, though. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
I'm just telling y'all from a female perspective. No woman has the right to disrespect a man on a level like that. And then when he defends your honor, guess what, bitch? I'm not putting my motherfucking coat over your puddle of mud for you to walk over it in. Then chivalry is gone. Do y'all understand?
True, but at the same time, though, at the same time.
No, fuck that. He
you
was
never
faking.
Know.
She
you
embarrassed him. She made this man crazy. Why they ain't saying she crazy? He the one who had the facial expression. Will laughed at the fucking joke.
Right. Right, but then that lets you know how much power she got, you know what I'm saying, with that too, though. Oh, hey,
that's
we got
saying.
Power.
That's what I'm saying. We don't want to keep demasculating the male. We don't need to keep demasculating our males. Why do we want men to be women?
It's not necessarily doing that. It's just saying, like, she didn't have to say nothing, and he already knew, like, hey, I'm going to either step up and I'm going to handle this like however you handle it.
She got him in trouble. She ain't in trouble, though.
I don't even really think he really in trouble. I don't even think he
is
in trouble.
He is. They finna take that Oscar. Listen.
But
then
what is the,
I'm
what
on
is
the
Oscar?
Listen, I'm on the council. I vote for to take the Oscar, so it's going to be in limbo.
But what is that, though? What is that? You know what I'm saying? Is he really
losing
about
it? Because he acted ignorant behind a bitch that disrespected him. That bitch
that ain't
bitch
shit for
the
award.
That's listen,
but
no,
award.
Fuck that,
that's
take man. That. You weren't ready.
So let
this
me ask you this,
show.
Bro. Let me ask you this, bro. Would you rather get an award? Would you rather get an award from the world's point of view, or would you rather be have your lady like, but shit, you at least went to bat for me, you're in trouble or
I
not?
I don't
you
give a fuck. She do what she want to do. Any motherfucker, Jada Pickett do what the fuck she want to do without Will, motherfucking business. And then come on.
According to what we see, though. According to what we see. You know what I'm saying? Because you
guess
never
what?
Know.
Then they better, guess what? Then they better monitor to what they put to the public, because I only rock with the real. And what I see is that she did some foul-ass shit, and she demasculated her man.
They probably at the crib eating popcorn right now, watching TV right now together, on the same couch, in the same house, chilling. You know what I'm saying?
Guess what?
I mean.
Guess what? Guess what? She's going to hit that booty down later.
It was crazy.
Yo, it's crazy.
Y'all tell y'all some real shit. I'm trying to tell y'all some real shit. I don't even mean to be controversial, but on some real shit. As a man, would you want me to air my dirty laundry and that you agree to an agreement to the world and then shit on you because you're basically defending me? Because Jada basically defended
me. Nobody knows why she did that.
Jada said, Will should have sat in his seat. She said, after she made that face, she said. No, she said that.
Yeah, he was chilling with their son. You know what I'm saying? And she went and picked him out like, ooh,
hey.
Okay, you over here chilling. Let me go ahead, pick you apart.
No, that ain't even it. Because now this nigga got to work harder to work smarter. You know what I'm saying?
True, but think about this, though. From what she did, look at what she dealing with now. You know what I'm saying? Look what she got going on with her, like just on a personal level. You know what I'm saying? Whatever
she doing the
medical,
fuck she want to, bro, just like me.
She
doing
do
the
what
fuck she want to. If I said a nigga was a bitch-ass nigga, no, I'm going to tell y'all. It's a bitch-ass nigga surrounding me. I've been dealing with some bullshit the last 48 hours. It's some bitch-ass nigga surrounding me. If I could still be that bitch, do what I do, guess what? They never, ever mentioned Jada Pinkett's productions and being an executive producer. Or none of that. Will is just only punished. So are we looking at this as a Mason? Like,
hey, if we was, then we
public
really,
embarrassment. Did he reach the last? What he needed to do? But if you ask me, this ain't even like Bill Cosby. This ain't even like R. Kelly and none of that. Jada out of pocket,
no,
fam, for even putting bro in this position.
Hey, they hunted R. Kelly and motherfucking Bill Cosby. They hunted their ass, though. You know what I'm saying? And how you know they ain't do the same thing with Will? You know, when it comes down to it.
Yeah, why
Jada
go, okay, guess what? If they hunted him, why Jada give him up? Oh, he's soft.
But how necessarily is it her giving him up when it could have just been planned and orchestrated? You know what I'm saying? Just like anything else. Ain't nothing.
Yeah, but
nothing
y'all see what I'm saying? Guess what? It was planned and orchestrated for his demise, public humiliation. Will got to check in to rehab, and I'm about to tap in and shit that he might already be checked in.
All they ass checked into rehab, all of it, man. You remember what's the dude's name? Charlie C. All they ass checked into rehab. They all got problems. You know?
All right, now I'm gonna say this. You mentioned Charlie Sheen. Guess what? Charlie Sheen can check into rehab, but how many women, because you was HIV positive, that you tapped in with? And you told you, the bro, don't play with me. We're going to keep this shit organic. We're organic
we're
here.
Keep it funky. Yeah, we're going to keep it funky.
Hey,
he
bro,
what
do you say?
Hey,
if I'm a 50, I'm going to say I'm a 50, and I need a dominatrix. Then Will should have been putting out some ads.
It wasn't no Rick
Fox,
Ross shit, though.
But he ended up with Jada.
He ain't popping nothing in their drink. He ain't popping nothing in their drink, though. And they ain't even know it. Hey, that ain't happening, though. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you know what I mean? Whatever happened with Will, man, hey, I'm going to just say this right here. Whatever happened with Will was going on with Will and Jada, man, I feel like I don't even see no wrong in that. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? He did what he had to do as a man.
You don't see no wrong to have to resign from the academy hard to be part of it.
I don't.
So why
because
he
fight
so hard
like,
to be a part of it?
Because in the beginning, like it's just like I said with the morals and values, like and all of that. You know what I mean? People
you're
are
lying.
Going to.
We're not gonna use Will Smith for this.
Based on
listen,
what they
bro,
believe in. Everybody
bro,
got different beliefs.
As a real
you know
masculine man, listen. We could use Samuel L. Jackson or somebody else. Will Smith. Did 6 degrees of separation in the middle of his career, and he fucked the daughter, the son, the mother, and the father, and played a faggot. No,
so,
we don't do
that. So then why are you asking questions about what they're talking about then? He's seeing all of this.
That's all I'm trying
like,
to tell
on,
y'all.
You doing all of this?
Listen, this is what I'm trying to tell y'all. So as far as protecting my queen and all that, this wasn't with that situation. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, he was embarrassed.
He was embarrassed. It's
okay,
his
but guess what? So you're okay. Listen, y'all are masculine men, and I'm asking both of y'all. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Y'all are masculine men and family men. Just like Will feel like how y'all feel. And this bitch get to disrespect y'all and play y'all like a pawn.
Fuck no. That's my answer. I'm sticking with it. Hell
think
no.
of it. Look but, at it how it is. She didn't give her feelings until yesterday. And then she said he should have never did that. He should have set his ass in his seat. Like the fuck what? I said the first day. Because you fucking it up for all of us. Now he didn't
we
fuck it up for her too because she's a producer. Now you got these,
I
gotta suck a white man's dick or do something different, nigga, now because your ass then stood your ass up and act like you got feelings now. Then just, come on.
But
man,
even with all that money, though, all that money, that shit ain't there.
Listen, money make you go crazy, but you better remember where the fuck you come from when you got it. Because I had
about
money.
And all that. That's they shit.
Listen,
that's it.
That's only people who ain't never had no money that don't know how to deal with no money. If we always had money, we know what to do with the money because we do charity events. Can we wash our money to make a circle? So we're making a circumference. The money comes back. I give and give back. But when you disrespect me, how can I stand for you? Because behind closed doors and behind my back, obviously you disrespect me and made motherfuckers feel they was comfortable enough to disrespect me. And this is what I'm saying as a female. Because as men, if a female come at y'all wife or y'all girl, your girl is automatically thinking, listen, I'm telling y'all, whether it's done or not, that bitch feel comfortable. So she feel like it's a problem. And if you know you got a real one, it's a real problem.
Oh, yeah. I know you feel the same too, bro. At the end of the day, shit, ain't no status or no nothing. I don't care, man, how high I get in anything. I look at it like it's one way or the other. You know, I'm going to go the way of being like, man, you know what? Nah, man, I got a reputation to uphold. Or
fuck
what everybody talking about. And fuck the TV, fuck the Grammys, fuck all that stuff right there. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to hold it down for my shorty. I'm going to hold it down for my lady. Hey, a motherfucker gets to talking breakfast, we're going to have to get to it then on the real. Because it's either that or my lady's going to be looking at me like, damn, you ain't even stick up for me. You ain't even say shit. You ain't even do nothing. Even if you don't slap the shit out this nigga.
But the thing is, they done never wanted Will to walk up. And guess what? All that shit went down. Air America, all the black people was like, oh, he stood up for a black woman. And then what's her press release? He should have sat his ass in the seat.
True, he could have.
You know what I'm saying?
It was the nigga.
So
the nigga came out.
This is what I'm telling y'all. No. Because I'm finna tell y'all something. It's men. And that's my brothers. Y'all understand this. A bitch do some shit like that, she gonna have to holler at me. And if the bitch already acting like that, she gotta holler at me anyway. Y'all better run it through me. Because then she might not live as long as she thinks she needs to live in this situation. Should no woman ever. And that man stood up for her to say her that he should have sat his ass in the seat. You understand what I'm saying? The whole world stood up for them, and Jada's reply was, Will should have sat his ass in the seat.
That's what she said?
Y'all better Google
man,
it.
Ungrateful, disrespectful, disloyal. She
already disrespected him 6 to 9 months prior. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all.
How the hell is she going to say that? And she looked at him like, is you going to do something? And then she going to say, well, he should have just stayed and just sat there. That's why I'm like, man, that's the orchestrated.
No,
all
the look wasn't. No, everybody else took the look like, is you going to do something? The look was, where do he stand? Is his mind right or not? And that's why he got to check in the rehab and not her. Both of the ass should be checking in the rehab because you need to rehab while you disrespected your man worldwide and everybody standing for him to say a black man stand for his queen. You understand what I'm saying? Because ain't that what y'all fight for? Being real men? Being family men?
Yeah. You know what? I feel yours too because you got to hold it. It is, man, it's difficult making those type of decisions because it's like Ben saying, it's not just about him. And even in our situation, it's not just about us. when we make decisions, I'm sure you agree too, bro. When we make decisions, we gotta weigh that out. Like, this decision I'm finna make, how's that gonna affect my wife? How's that gonna affect my kids? If I go out and, like, just for example, I go out and blow somebody's face off their head, how is that gonna affect my unit? You know what I'm saying? Now I'm locked up for life. Now,
my mama too. You know what I'm saying? Even though I created my own family, my mama still worried about her child.
Mm-hmm. No, that's real, because it really ain't no. I mean, that's why I also say too, though, like, never really know unless you're in that situation how you're going to react. You know what I'm saying? It's difficult sometimes as a man. It's difficult sometimes, but you got to be true to yourself. You know, like, you got to understand, like, it's not about, like.
I mean, we just be true to ourselves and be true to the situation, but you see how she, a woman, and I'm not even going to say necessarily a woman, and I trust me and believe, I love Jada. You know what I'm saying? But I don't agree with how she presented her man. Even if he is demasculated, you don't put him out there to the world. Because you still his wife.
True.
And his life partner.
Yeah, no, that's real. That's real. I could dig that.
Y'all know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, even if somebody did some fruity booty shit or some, I mean, I'm just keeping it real because we're organic here. We're going to keep going over that. We're real. We're real people. No matter how great we are, we're going to be real.
And I just want to say
this. Separate us.
I really want to hear from you, bro. I really want to hear from Kovon, man. I want to hear from you, bro. You real cool. You laid back, man. You know what I'm saying? You kind of a little bit too.
Oh,
laid
man,
back,
he
didn't
have shows in the Wakanda of the Mall of America and all that.
Up
hey, bro, laying.
You
got to
get up in
he
there,
laying
bro.
Back.
I know
bro,
you got a
step
lot,
up.
You got a lot on your mind, bro. I know you got a lot to say, bro. You got, man, your opinion, if it matters, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm saying what I'm saying, but you, hey, you on the other side too, bro. You know what I'm saying? You a man too. You a family man. You got your family. You got your unit. I want to hear what you got to say too, because it ain't all about what I'm thinking, man. Like I said, you know what I'm saying? It's good to have that support, and it's good to hear another perspective on the outside looking in too. You know what I'm saying? So, man, I want to know what you think about all this, man. How do you feel about all this?
Go on.
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah, what's your perspective?
You cool in the mud,
he's so laid back. He's so laid back,
on the
bro.
Man, I'm chilling, man. I ain't, hey, look, man, I don't even care, man. Hey, Lord, you ain't gonna mess with me, man. I don't even care. You know? I dig it, man. I'm not digging.
It's a lot. This is a deep, deep subject. It's deeper than people.
I mean, us as black people, we basically, this is what I'm finna say, we're gonna have to make a rise on a whole nother level. I mean, not just even with this music stuff, because, you know, we already got it. So we are the next chosen that's to be up to bring it back to the real, because we see how the greatness is. But just like he's saying, even like family-wise, you're a family man. Like, this is a stressful situation. Agree?
Yep.
Yeah. And you in the soda right now, sis, so it's a lot of crazy stuff going on there right now. Like, even just a little, I think, I'm not sure if it was yesterday or like the day before, but they just had the trial over Amir, what was his name? Ahmad or something like that, or Amir or something like
Amir
that. But when they,
Amir.
And they ain't even give dude no time or nothing. Like, that's, man, that's a lot going on right now. Body's dropping like
they
flies.
They said they have enough. They have enough. And that's what I'm saying. They saying they don't have enough about how the justice go, who was right is wrong, blah, blah, blah. But what I want to tell y'all, because the public didn't really put it out there like that, if you hanging with your cousin and you know your cousin killed somebody, why you going to let them stay the night at your house or come and kick it with you? And that's how the feds and everybody got contacted with that. And I know, I mean, the parents, everybody probably disagree with me, but we just got to stand real. Because I feel like as an elder, we can't pretend, even though we know what our kids is doing, like, we don't know what the fuck going on. We was out here first. We jumped off the porch.
We got to hold them accountable and be 100. Like, we have to be honest with ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, nobody wants to have to lose a child to that type of situation, but we have to be at it. Are we doing our part?
That's real. And that's one of the most, like, that's one of the most important, but a lot of times it's difficult too, because we have to keep that balance. But that's one of the most important things. It's like, we got to be honest with our kids. Real deal. Like, they're us, but they're not them, especially nowadays. You know, like, the kids they're advancing so fast, and they're catching on to things so quick, and we have to make sure that we explain to them what's going on. Like, a lot, like, I know how I grew up, and I was just getting my ass whipped. I wasn't getting no explanation. It was just, hey, bop upside the head with the shoes, curling irons, hangers, everything. And I'm like, dang, why is he? No explanation. And that's the importance of breaking that generational curse. It's like, man, we have to explain to them, hey, listen, this is not right, okay? That's not right. You can't do that because of this. And don't do that because of that. Of course, they're still going to probably make the mistakes. Not probably. They're going to make the mistakes. But we still got to explain to them, like,
yeah,
this is the
human.
Reason. Yeah, right. Yeah. That's how I go. But I know for a fact, nobody in our family are going to go through that, because even if it's not our children, you know what I mean? And I know you personally, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to have those conversations. It's all about having those conversations and being honest with each other and not looking at it as an argument.
No matter how uncomfortable it is, you know what I'm saying? If we don't have those conversations, then we can never get past it.
Real deal. Everybody's going to have their own opinions. You have to have your own opinion. That's the part of being human. Like, we have to have our own opinions, but also accept other people's opinions and not be offended by their opinions. Like, hey, you got your own opinion. That's what's up. I want you to have your own opinion, and I want to be able to have a conversation with you, and you give me something other than just repeating what I'm saying and, oh, yeah, no, I feel what you're saying. Like, nah, don't be a yes man or a yes woman or just, no, I don't agree with that. Oh, for real? Oh, okay, well, why? Not, oh, you want to be what I'm saying? Well, forget you then. No. Why? Why? I want to know why. You know what I'm saying? Let's dig into it, because we have to be able to understand it from other perspectives than our own. We're not right about everything, and most things we're not right about. But we have to be able to accept that. Like, hey, listen, you know, we're learning. We ain't been here before. You know what I'm saying? Our kids ain't been here before, but neither have we.
Right for us, might not be right for everybody else.
I'm telling you, it's a learning experience every day. It's a test. Every day is a test. And you got to be able to pass some tests by being able to actually take the test and not being like, no, I'm the one that's giving the test. Now you got to pass this. You got to pass that. Nah, we got to do it together. It's all about being together. It's togetherness. You know what I mean? Divided, we going to fall. But united, we going to stand. And we have to unite and be able to unite and be together on every level and aspect. You know what I mean? No matter what it is, we have to be able to connect with each other and understand each other. Like, man, hey, that's really, in my opinion, that's what it's about. We have to be able to connect. We have to be able to understand each other and give each other the floor. You know what I mean? And let each other express themselves, because I can all day be like, hey, you know what? I'm an extrovert, so I'm going to express myself. But I want everyone around me to be able to express themselves too. You feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely. So what we're going to do is hop into the last song, because we didn't went over the time.
But yeah.
This ain't the last time. You know what I'm saying? Y'all think of questions of the week and everything that's going on with society, how y'all feel as men. I'm y'all sister here to support y'all. We'll never take away the platform, because as women, we also need to listen to what y'all have to say too. Because men need happiness just as well as women need happiness. Because without y'all, ain't no us. We're about to hop into this last song, Backdoor Deal. If y'all understand what Backdoor Deal is, you will understand. We'll be back next week. Let's go.
Yo, I'm black people for walk and look over them shoulder.
Babylon and them backdoor deal. Tell me what you feel. Them planning up some things. Them want to take us from the hill. Them and them backdoor deal.
killing is them a feel. Them blow your mind, them blow your sense, so them a crack the seal. Them and them back to a deal. Tell me what you feel. Them planning up some things, them want to take us from the kill. Them and them back to a deal. Killing is them a feel. Them blow your mind, them blow your sense. Oh, oh. Sneaky as they are like the serpent, trying to take us slowly. So evidently, I never know they were in the bushes. One day I was smoking some cushions. It gives them away with the sneeze. Them couldn't take a breeze. No. I see wickedness in their eyes. They don't care about your life. Judge your people, open up your eyes. Please don't be no antichrist, no. Babylon and them back to a deal. Tell me what you feel. Them planning up some things. Them want to take us from the hill. Them and them back to a deal. Killing is them a feel. Them blow your mind, them blow your fence. So them a crack the seal. Them and them back to a deal. Tell me what you feel. Them planning up some things. Them want to take us from the kill. Them and them back to a deal. Killing is them a feel. Them blow your mind, them blow your sense. Ya beat me, watch this. All over with corruption, who infest it? Judge the people, crime and violence, who infest it? Go back, check it, don't you ever left it. Know your roots like Martin Luther King, who reset it. Like Malcolm X, no vex, look at who they re-elect. Judge the people, victimize, they don't even realize. Step a stand and take a step, is it life or death? Dirty Babylon, we burn them down. Planning up some things, them want to take us from the hill. Them and them back to a deal. Killing is them a feel. Them blow your mind, them blow your sense. So them a crack the seal. Them and them back to a deal. Tell me what you feel. Them planning up some things, them want to take us from the hill. Them and them back to a deal. Killing is them a feel. Them blow your mind, them blow your sense. Planning up some things, them want to take us from the hill. Them and them back to a deal. Killing is them a feel. Them blow your mind, them blow your sense. So them a crack the seal. Them and them back to a deal.
Can't sit with us. We pop big bottles, you can't sit with us. Whole team full of models, you can't sit with us. Nasty the gas full throttle, time to run it up. Run it up, run it up. You can't sit with us. We pop big bottles, you can't sit with us. Whole team full of models, you can't sit with us. Nasty the gas full throttle, you can't sit with us. I don't resonate with you. Keep your distance, don't stand too close. I'ma let the vibes hit you. You keep your games, we ain't playing none. Big bottles, big bottles. You can't sit with us. I stay down, then I leveled up. Vampires want my energy. Stage yourself before you sit with me. My niggas gon' call shots. Steady moving on big blocks. Master gas, we gon' run it up. Got no pool to talk a lot. Lifestyle living lavish. I ain't never been average. You can't sit with us. We pop big bottles, you can't sit with us. Whole team full of models, you can't sit with us. Nasty gas, full throttle, time to run it up. Run it up, run it up. You can't sit with us. We pop big bottles, you can't sit with us.
so I'm anti. Can't sit with us cause we too blind. And you the type to play both sides. And I'm the type to sit courtside. I carry the light, ooh. Diamonds worth your life, ooh. Taking flight, I'm out of sight, ghost. It's members only. If it ain't about the money, you can't sit with us. You can't sit with us. We pop big bottles, you can't sit with us. Whole team full of models, you can't sit with us. Master gas, full the throttle, time to run it up. Run it up, run it up. You can't sit with us. We pop big bottles, you can't sit with us. Whole team full of models.